Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Wake up, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcasting.org. It's September 6th, 2009. Happy Labor Day and 9/11 tribute to the people that died in the Twin Towers. And what happens in Congress on Wednesday, this idea of rationing care and how to smooth and change the language so that what's called the behaviorists are that Obama has are based upon words of responsibility and conceptualizing the idea of what you can do for the president, part of the indoctrination system on Tuesday with children across America. But at the same time, ways for people to try to cut costs without rationing health care is very easy to do. If you just take the unfair taxes, just end those unfair taxes and on the uninsured, we should give a tax credit really to individuals and families who are uninsured or self-insured, and thereby, you know, placing them in the same ground as other people to compete with the tax deduction. Another thing, too, make it easier for patients to see the prices. There was a when Secretary of Health and Human Services Michael Levitt was in China 2 years ago, he posed actually in front of this picture of a giant fast food style menu board, and what was on there were the prices of the medical services, and the Chinese could see what the prices were, and they could respond accordingly. Of course, Michael Levitt was one of the people who signed off many years ago in the EPA for the addition of chloramine into the drinking water, even though it caused cancer of the liver in experimental rats and leukemia in experimental rats. And, of course, it went on to the other researching on humans, which I've talked about extensively in peer review, over 900 studies. The government knew about this, and now he's in charge of Health and Human Services in terms of this. And I could do a whole show on the outcomes. Rationing care is pale compared to what's really going on here. Pale. It's a question of how much truth I can give you in one show. But we should have consumer-driven insurance models and to give people an opportunity to get deductibles at least of $2,500 for each family. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we will raise the bar again on a very interesting subject of thought and invention. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is Porter Pathways, and just want to quickly make a point just about the H1N1 vaccine and process. Make sure that you wash your hands at every chance you get, and have your children wash their hands every chance they get. Those little sterilizing wipes are very good to have. And make no mistake about something else. The whole process of vaccination is the real issue for mandatory vaccination processes. The real theme here is to find ways to vaccinate on a mass scale. It's part of the United Nations Sustainable Development to have what's called state collectivism and using environmental principles as under the cap and trade and the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act as part of the change of what's called social equity. The logo for the Sustainable Development United Nations logo is social equity, economic prosperity, and ecological integrity. And these are the main processes of how to change the logo to indicate changes in behavior and language, which they classify as bearable, equitable, sustainable, and viable. And the idea here is to implement these kinds of indoctrination processes idea of what we eat, drink, and develop within our world of attempting to survive. And it's called the human increase in developing a choice to be one of the people to survive, but sacrificing for the sake of the environment. It's sort of counterindicated. So it's a form of tyranny, which is developed by the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, the ICLEI, which I talked about 2 years ago. And what should happen is people to go to their city councils and they, even the Congress, and their whoever's to say, well, I want to talk to my representative. But the idea when they talk to the representative, you should ask them, why don't you have tort reform? Why don't you have health care? Why don't you have interstate purchase of insurance across state lines? Why don't you have a change in the workman's comp laws in such a way that you can integrate tax deductions with basic health care? Why don't you change the way that you determine who lives and dies in the competitive effectiveness council? They'll all say, well, they don't really determine that. Well, if you don't have the adjustment credit based upon the United Nations formula, you're not going to get the care that you need. And it's not going to just be the care. It's a question if you, as Obama says, well, they can take a pill. You see, the whole process here is the idea of taxes and the idea of being able to tax people within the formulation of destroying capitalism, but at the same time having the tax information based upon the medical decision in the Competitive Effectiveness Council within the Health and Human Services. So the idea here, you can't have it both ways. So the whole process is that if you want to impose, if Congress is going to be discussing in the next few hours, even though it's Labor Day, what the markup is $31.5 billion in new taxes on the American energy producers. And the idea here, it would eliminate the domestic manufacturing income deduction for refiners. This is known as Section 199. And the idea here, if you eliminate the domestic manufacturing income deduction while letting all the other manufacturers like car makers and drug companies continue to use it, you're now crippling the system. You're now crippling the system. So the new tax would take and reduce all of the refining capacity, which supplies a good 80% of the domestic demand of energy. So this would give a competitive advantage to foreign refiners, and they would be unaffected by this provision of Section 199 within the concept. And this is what Congress wants to do. And, of course, Obama's already given money to Brazil to develop their oil system. And, of course, I talked about the Gulf of Mexico being available to China and Russia and Venezuela, Brazil, and of course, China. To be able to drill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP just developed out in what they consider a very large oil deposit. So no one knows who's going to be drilling that, but it won't be America. So this is right off visual with good glasses. Of binoculars, you'll be able to see a foreign country drilling right off the Gulf of Mexico for oil and energy. So you have the Congress placing these new taxes on the energy producers wherever they are around the globe, and that's part of the United Nations position. And this was the law of the Sea Treaty and negotiation was which favored other countries and cause the American producers to have to pay within the United Nations monies to be able to drill off the marginal sea line around the United States. So the international earnings, which are going to be called if by this week, not only by the time this week's over, a foreign oil and gas extraction income and a foreign oil-related income. This is all going to be done by the time we're supposed to be developing a green day, according to Obama, for the deaths of the people at 9/11, and at the same time putting forth this diversion tactic to renew energy resources, where the Energy Information Administration estimates that fossil fuels will account for approximately 70% of the United States oil demand by the year 2030. So we're not helping the domestic producer of the energy at the same time where people are talking that money and taxes will go toward the healthcare system. And so who will control the process of the healthcare debate and be able to work it in the real world terms? Who's going to do that? It's going to turn out to be when we say the government or we say the rest of it, we're talking about the people in Congress. The people in Congress, the ones who are elected, they're elected. They have the idea of the sustainable development as part of the basis that are called the stakeholder councils. These stakeholder councils are part of the development of the expression of the socialist policy that is being put forth in terms of the people that are in Congress who have these socialist tendencies. So the idea of creating money may have to turn on the concept that they were against in socialism in Congress on conglomerates in order to develop monies to be able to actually function, which is not going to be called capitalist system anymore, but will be called a sustainable system. And this is determined in the Agenda 21 Blueprint of Sustainable Development, where pro-conglomerate money transfers will spread these risks and allow companies to access surplus cash from growth divisions within a group. And so this is a way to circumvent the banks, of which now we have 89 banks that have failed so far, according to when we say the government now, we need to say not the government, but the socialist group who make these determinations. So the idea is to eliminate competition, but at the same time, give the front of the language again, the control of the language, saying that this is capitalism, when the fact that the conglomerates will have to come back to take risk capital as one of the major casualties of the credit crunch and be able to manipulate monies in a different way in order just to have money to be able to keep a different banking system going on rather than the one that they say they're trying to control. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and 800-313-9443 is the call number to Parker Pathways.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and I wanted to just make a point about, I've already mentioned the heroes of the world that are workers, and people who gave their lives in the process of terrorist attacks on the United States, and many of them that have been thwarted. One of the things about the people in the battlefield that are out there today are people that are heroes. Heroes in another way, not only putting their life on the line, but if it wasn't for those soldiers out there, we wouldn't have a more of a revealing understanding of what the Taliban and other kinds of socialist activities that are going on in the United States, what they're really trying to do. I want to get to that in a few minutes, but there's another hero that I keep referring to, and that's the inventor. It seems that in the process of innovation, we have lost innovation in a way that is almost part of this socialist indoctrination process. We have teams of people working in large corporations to develop technological processes, taking away from the giant thinkers, like Nikola Tesla, Thomas Edison, and a few other people, that were able to think on their own. The idea that we have in this country of infringement and patent law concepts, we've taken away the basis of how the inventor, which we desperately need right now, in the subject of intellectual property, to create, if you will, another society of invention to circumvent the corporation. The idea, people talk about health care, they don't understand, because they haven't been exposed to it, but the cost of production for life-saving treatments are enormous. And Big Pharma, of course, has lobbyists who are giving their protection in the new health care bills, whichever way this is going to come out. They may give up a little bit of generic drugs for a few billion dollars. I think it's $8 billion. But that's just nothing. That's just a basic concession. People who are supposed to be defending elderly people, giving up their part of their insurance cut on the sale to elderly people, that isn't much. That's $13 billion. That's nothing compared to what the AARPs of the world will be making on this healthcare system. But the people that invent the processes and the discoveries and formulations need to be unleashed so that they cannot be burdened with patent laws that keep them controlled in terms of how many times that they can have a continuing patent application, number of claims, the process of reviewing for obviousness on the KSR case that went in front of the Supreme Court before Souter left, the idea of how you develop, the idea of determining what's obvious with another patent. These types of things are going to have a different balance in the Supreme Court now that we have the wise Latino lady, in her own words. We're going to see something that could actually thwart. We need, people talk about Alzheimer's, or they talk about dementia, or they talk about the other facets of it. In the world of socialist Congress, which we have, Congress people to me are no longer Congress people. They're socialists. Because actually Alzheimer's and dementia, which is a very serious issue for people in this country trying to take care of their parents, the whole problem is those are orphan diseases to these socialists. And the whole process of the cure for Alzheimer's, or for a better car battery, or the process of this, that you have to have capitalism and technology, and you have to have people who have brain power to be able to think of ways to fabricate new things and to try to think of things differently. This is why when China put on the Olympic Games, they were clear. They told the world that it was the decade of innovation. That was their banner, written in Chinese to the world. The Chinese know, the French know, the Germans know. Innovation and the inventor is the future to have the new world, not the new world order for the sustainable development by the United Nations. We'll come back at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, the because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and call number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. In the past hour and a half, I've given you the socialist structure of the a New World Order circumventing another New World Order, the process of sustainable development and presented in a new way. And just wanted to mention which I call the Well of Gold, which the Muslims talked about in the ancient world. But the whole thing is that bring you up to date in terms of the fact that when you drink chemicals and have the food irrigated by recycled water, there's your recycled water under the guise that the government, quote, is telling you, well, this is going to be good, we're going to end up blending it into the drinking water. I can't think of anything worse for the human body. As I call it, the human processing plant, we are being asked to do what secondary chemicals are supposed to do, which are drinking and placing in our body. And the human biochemistry I've talked about many times in terms of electrolyte imbalances and processes of enzyme systems, destruction of the Krebs cycle in the human liver. And it's, again, another blind spot, which I referred to in the first hour, the concept we need to develop a new psychology and in terms of how we see things and how we try to envision things. One of the reasons that the Tea Party Express coming in into Washington, D.C. on the 12th is very important because there needs to be another awareness as to health is no longer going to your doctor. Health is no longer preventive medicine. Health is no longer alternate health care. Health is no longer the process of taking care of children under the guise of it's all for the children. No, it's freedom. It's a concept to have the ability to live on the planet. Everyone has a right to live on the planet. And the idea of the czars and their socialist fascist tendencies need to be stopped. And the whole process of this is that I am proud to have Parker Pathways as part of the small part, but in the town hall meeting concepts on the signs that are held up by the people. Wake up, everybody. Tyranny is not part of our lifestyle. And I'm very, very humbled by the fact that people are listening in terms of the change because we are in a point of historical change here, similar to the mythologies of the goddess Tiamat.
We have a caller, Rob in Texas.
And who was literally slaughtered in the mythology to create the earth from her parts. But the whole basis of the addition of the chemicals that are added, chlorine per Giardia and virus activation, only work part of the time. Ultraviolet light for Giardia and cryptosporium inactivation are part of a new technology. And I wanted to get these states of the art advanced so that we can look at a way to redefine the well of gold and the holy water that's used and why it became that way, because we needed it for various reasons. First of all, I want to talk with Rob from Texas. Rob, are you there from Texas? Rob?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can, Rob. Thanks for calling the show.
Yes, great show today. I was going to say that if you want to get a good idea of what's going on with the what they call the reuse of gray water, as you were talking about earlier, just go to any golf course when they're watering it, and the stench will just drive you out of there.
That's right. And the thing is that the reason that gray water and the concept of recycled water is going in for the golf course is another thing. That goes into the aquifer. That goes into the aquifer.
Uh-huh.
That goes right into the aquifer, and over a period of time, it takes approximately, based upon known chemical science, approximately 6 years. That water on that golf course is going to be in your food.
Right. And one other question I asked was, you kind of answered my question earlier. You were talking about tax credits for the uninsured and stuff, and as we all know, Medicaid and Medicare are basically bankrupt. My question is, what is the answer? Because you know, a lot of people at the town hall meetings talk about what they don't want and what they don't like about the bill, but what is your answer to making a health care plan that would work if they would do something like this? As we all know, this is nothing more than death care. But I'll listen to your answer off the air. What could we tell people to tell them a good health care plan? All right?
Sure thing.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for calling the show, Rob. One of the things that needs to be looked at is the tort reform. We desperately need tort reform. And the idea of being able to place our tax laws in such a way that we end any unfair tax on the uninsured. We should give the tax credits to individuals who are uninsured or self-employed, and that will make them on the same ground as those who are in those employer-sponsored insurance plans. We should make it easier for consumers to understand the price versus the cost-effectiveness of it. We should have a consumer-driven insurance model. For instance, you have you take Intel. They offer a plan in which all these insurance premiums are paid. While its employees, they pay all the health costs up to an annual deductible of about $2,500 for families. We should have a ability to cross state lines to buy insurance. That should have been done a long time ago, but it was part of a socialist, real-world socialist idea of lobbyists and the protection system of insurance companies. We should have what's called a consumer incentive program. They can spend up to, a consumer for health care should be able to spend up to $2,500 from their own pocket, and everything they save is theirs to keep. And that's the reason that the Socialist Congress went against Whole Foods, because Whole Foods does that. Safeway has an employee incentive program rewarding these healthier lifestyles. We should have that implemented. The Senate bill that's on the floor now would make it illegal to charge a lower premium to those who stay in better shape. So prices should be more transparent. We should get rid of that. That's the socialist idea that the Senate has. We should have rewards based upon the tax code, based upon that, on the idea of the better shape of the preventive health care. Another thing, we should have the concept of on the tort reform to have another section that relates to workman's compensation. In other words, if you have a percentage of injury which is based upon your work that is done to create that injury, that should be a separate rating system than the drug-related groups that are coded in such a way that the doctor is paid in such a way that it makes it a different compensation system, which in turn turns back onto the employer. The basic principle should be that the employer shouldn't even be involved, in my opinion. It should be based upon the person who makes a selection of the kind of care that will be suitable for them. Make another tax tier. It should be layered in four tiers, based upon the concept of your contribution is to your own care, the contribution of being able to cross lines on the insurance company to be able to buy their insurance. And another thing, the idea of an insurance company is to spread the risk. It's not the idea of pre-exclusion. In other words, the pre-exclusion clause within the insurance company should be based on spreading the risk. And some of the insurance company lobbyists have already given up that part with the Obamanists who are in the business agency in the government that are trying to make deals with the lobbyists to make this work. So another thing, there should be a tier system on the payment system based not on age, but on the type of the disease that is pertinent for that age. In other words, there are certain people, like the younger people now, they have adult diseases. they are being born based upon the genetic code and the basis of it, okay? So the whole thing comes down to the fact that we should have a better protection system with the new electronic medical record, which is the key passport for life or death in the new system, in the new socialist system. So instead of having socialized medicine, we should have tiered medicine. In other words, the process of the electronic medical record should not be integrated with the IRS code tax code system as part of the ability to have compensation based upon apportionment credits. The IRS system shouldn't even be involved. The IRS would end up, the truth of the matter is, the IRS, the government, would make more money by staying out of the decision and making the income tax credit more available to the people that are getting the care, based upon these other principles that I'm talking about. So the government would end up making more money. See, the more you tax, the more you lose. And the ideas, and another thing, doctors' reimbursement systems need to be totally altered. In other words, you cannot have good doctors with good procedures on this system that I was talking about in terms of the of inventors who are trying to make life-saving procedures and life-saving drugs and have them compensated based upon the idea of patent protection and infringement only. Because you also cannot expect doctors to give service based on the fact that they can't meet their costs. So what should happen is that, in my opinion, is that there should be a separate health care system bill for doctors only. In other words, doctors should have a reimbursement system that's based upon, now what, the AMA doesn't like this idea, but the whole thing comes down to the fact, if you have a pay scale that's separate from the reimbursement scale, now you have a fair health system. And then the other thing is that you have the politics of immigration. The idea was the presidents of the United States knew the level of immigration that was coming into this country. They hit it at 12 million, things started to change, and they talked about a fence. That was just decoration. The whole thing comes down to the fact that if you're going to do, like, that's why I mentioned Colorado, the idea of having the Mexican relatives to be able to be on the health care plan. Well, where did that come from based upon the whole concept of citizenship? What should happen is that there should be a different criteria for becoming a citizen in this country. There are people who have spent their life being legal about it. They learned the English language. They took a test. They understood the freedom of this country. You talk to people who have lived in communist countries, and they will tell you out front, particularly from Britain, you have Muslims in those hospitals, and they want to have their beds moved at a certain position so that they can pray west at a certain time of the day, so the nurses have to change all the beds around. You've got people in airports that have to have the prayer rugs. You've got the rest of it. The whole point is that at one time in the world, health care was given as religious edict. It was controlled by religion. It was controlled by churches, which is why you have Catholic hospitals and Jewish hospitals and Episcopalian hospitals and the rest of it, because it's coming from the historical perspective. What we need to do is to keep prayer and religion separate. That's why there are chapels in hospitals. They're important. Chapels are important in hospitals. But to run the administration of the hospitals based on government laws that we have now secularizes health care. We need to eliminate that. Now, that's a biggie. That's where the action is. So the thing comes down to the fact, tort reform, change of the income tax deduction for health care, putting the consumer in charge, eliminating employer-based insurance systems, and paying and having the companies take on the process of having a reimbursement of the amount of money that they save from the health care they keep. And it goes into a medical account of which the person can have control of it. And then the idea of changing the process of how of our Congress. I don't want to beat the drum further. Everybody talks about it, but the whole process of the Tea Party system going in on the 12th, which is the end of this week, is the fact that we need some serious, serious analysis of who's in Congress. We have to have a change in Congress on the process of health care. Health care is being used as a control mechanism to have power. You listen to the radicals on these czars, and you listen to them carefully what they're saying. Just listen carefully to what they're saying. They're not talking about anything but the basis of the process of power. That's what they're talking about. We need to have what I call the economics of success. Healthcare should be success and freedom to live. We should not be having end of counseling on the way they want to propose it. Rob, that's my answer to you in Texas, and God bless Texas.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention about the process of weather as a weapon, the future wars as they're planned based upon the concept of using weather to through chemistry and the process of the electromagnetic projects that are similar to HAARP, which are the harmonics of being able to change weather. The process of
of the cycle of the future Earth wars, which is called the sterilization of the Modena. The process is the first of fire, second process is a flood, third process is earthquakes, and the fourth process is terrorism. The weather will be used in each one of these sequences as the future planners for food. I will attempt, based upon what I can talk about, and based upon time, because Parker Pathways is 2 hours, 10 to 12 central on Sundays. But I've given you the socialist framework, which is called the socialist ladder, in terms of the process of thinking of the world domination as the control of the chemistry of the human body versus the process of the synthetic life, which is the process of advancements that can occur, including the artificial blood, a biological sensor to detect arsenic, bacteria that can have a living computer capacity to solve mathematical problems, and the process of of the idea of the patent system for synthetic organisms and the impact on the trade and the social justice. The whole point of the socialist system that we're seeing in front of our eyes is to create a new social justice. The idea is that essentially the socialist thinking in Congress is actually missing the whole point. In their process of the other elements of weather as a weapon, the future war being conducted as weather as a weapon, and the process of the synthetic life, which is on the books now, the change of the cell DNA insertions, which are absolutely essential for humans to have biofuels and pharmaceuticals and petrochemicals. The idea is that it pales comparison to what is in the future that can be done to make humans on the planet a better place for them. So the whole idea of eco-science as perpetuated by the present people in the process of creating a new social justice are ignoring the various factors that are similar to history in terms of weather as a weapon, in terms of what is called the warriors of the new weapons as synthetic. You carry my words, my friends. A Tea Party bus going into the 12th of this week into Washington, D.C. is historical. Cherish it. Wave the flag on it. Pray on it. Because by Tuesday to Thursday, our world will be designated into a new socialist structure. Fight it, overcome it, listen to Parker Pathways, republicbroadcasting.org, support the station, and pray for our troops, and God bless America. See you next week.
With recent